Hello, this is Excalibur of Excalibur Zone Gaming, and this is the FLGS News and Events program for the week of October 13th, 2014. On the show, we cover the news and events for the FLGSs located in the Richmond, Virginia area. In alphabetical order, the stores we cover are Bardic Tales in Hopewell, Battleground in Midlothian, Collector's Heaven in Richmond, Dragon's Den in Glen Allen, Hobbytown USA in Henrico, One-Eyed Jack's in Carytown, Richmond Comics in Midlothian, The Time Capsule in Hopewell. Battleground is a new hobby and game store in the area. It was purchased by Ray Tautic and Nathan Moneymaker, and they're moving into the former FTW Games space. They purchased the contents of FTW from Rob Bear, and they're reopening the store on Monday the 13th. Battleground owns Ethereal Gaming, so their Ethereal Gaming is the online version, online store of the Battleground store. They will be honoring store credit, but cannot honor gift cards. Their first winner box on Tuesday the 14th is free, and they're providing some awesome prizes at Friday Night Magic. How Battleground's opening is going to affect the other stores in the area is yet to be seen. It comes shortly after FTW's closing, so we don't know if foot traffic will go back to normal levels at the other stores, or previous levels, not normal levels, and migrate back to Battleground. We'll have to find out. Hobbytown USA is a modeling and RC hobby store in Henrico. Manager Chris is expressing an interest in getting gamers into the store that's role-playing, board games, Warhammer 40K, Warhammer Fantasy, you name the game, they want to see that in the store. They have open gaming and lots of gaming space in the back. Go to Hobbytown USA and Henrico on Broad Street to find out more. Richmond Comics, due to the amount of increased traffic, has added experimental hours on Mondays from 5 to 11. We will be covering those. We do not have anything scheduled at this time, and with the opening of Battleground, those hours may go away. We'll have to find out. It's time to go over the schedule for the next week. As always, if I don't have an event calendar, I cannot report on the schedule for a given store. So for Monday, October 13th, Bardic Tales has D&D Next Arcadia at 6. Battlegrounds is having their grand opening draft at noon. Dragon's Den has a 6 p.m. Star Wars X-Wing casual play, War Machine Journeyman League at 6 p.m., and a Magic the Gathering grand pre-trial at 7 p.m. Hobbytown USA has open gaming all day, each day of the week. One-Eyed Jack's has Legend of the Five Rings card game demo starting at 7. Richmond Comics has opened from 5 to 11 p.m. On Tuesday, October the 14th, Battlegrounds has a standard winner box at 6 p.m. That isn't actually the time that was listed. It is an assumption based on other stores and the previous store. Chances are it may start at 7 with 6 p.m. signups. Dragon's Den has 5 p.m. dual school for Netrunner, and 6 p.m. indie game night with Pokemon Netrunner Pathfinder Adventure card game. Hobbytown USA has a Kill Team Tuesday at 6 p.m. One-Eyed Jack's has a 6 p.m. Doomtown demo and 7 p.m. HeroClix tournament, The Big 700. Richmond Comics has a 6 p.m. Grand Prix trial for New Jersey, standard win-a-box. On Wednesday, October 15th, Bardic Tales has D&D encounters starting at 6. Dragon's Den has Dual School Magic at 5. Star Trek Attack Wing casual play at 6. And Cons of Tarkir draft at 7. And Richmond Comics has D&D encounters at 6:30. The Time Capsule has a 7 p.m. Magic the Gathering standard tournament. On Thursday, October 16th, Bardic Tales has 6 p.m. Lost Boys 100 Years Later. Dragon's Den has The Academy Building an Army List at 5, and a Warhammer 40K Thursday Night Fights at 6. Hobbytown USA has paint club with instruction by the manager Chris from 6 to 8. Richmond Comics has 5 p.m. Pokemon League and 6 p.m. Tribal EDH League. On Friday, October 17th, Bardic Tales has Tales from the Volcano Lounge at 6:30 and 7 o'clock Friday Night Magic Standard and Draft. Battlegrounds has a 7 o'clock Friday Night Magic, probably both Standard and Draft, and the time is tentative. I went by the times everybody else is out. Dragon's Den has a 7 o'clock Friday Night Magic Standard and Draft at the bowling alley behind the store. Hobbytown USA has 8 p.m. board games. Richmond Comics has a 7 o'clock Friday Night Magic Draft and a 7:30 Friday Night Magic Standard. The Time Capsule has a 7:30 Friday Night Magic Standard and Draft. On Saturday, October 18th, Bardic Tales has 12 o'clock Pokemon League, Dark Ages Pathfinder RPG at 2, Free Kaijudo Draft at 3, and Cons of Tarkir Game Day at 6. Dragon's Den has Cons of Tarkir Game Day at 1 and 6, and D&D for Beginners at 2. Hobbytown USA has a national model contest from 10 to 3. Please see Chris for details. One-Eyed Jax has Cons of Tarkir Game Day at 11 and another one at 5. Richmond Comics has HeroClix at noon, Commander at 1, and Cons of Tarkir Game Day at 5. Bardic Tales on Sunday, October the 19th has a free Kaijudo draft at noon, and Cons of Tarkir Game Day at 2:30. Dragon's Den has Pathfinder Society from noon to 6. Lord of the Rings Living Card Game Event Tournament, The Fellowship 2014 at 1, and a My Little Pony Tournament at 2. One-Eyed Jax has HeroClix Tournament Galactic Guardians at 11, and an L5R Sealed Event at noon. Richmond Comics has Malifaux starting at noon, Pokemon League at noon, and Cons of Tarkir Game Day at 1. And the Time Capsule has Rotating Magic Format Event at 2. This was not in the schedule, but Battleground may possibly be hosting game day events as well on Saturday and Sunday. Please check with Battleground on Monday. They will be able to tell you more. Tommy at Richmond Comics has also told me that he is hosting Pathfinder Adventure Card Game at the store. I forget exactly which day it is, but you may want to talk to him and find out. This has been the FLGS News and Events Program for the week of October 13th, 2014, and is presented by Excalibur Zone Gaming. We cover the FLGSs of the RVA area. Contact information for each store can be found in the description of this video. If we've missed a game store that is based in the RVA area, please leave a comment below so that we can contact the store for their schedule of events. This program is a free service celebrating the game stores of the Richmond, Virginia area. Excalibur Zone Gaming does not receive any compensation for providing the information we talk about. It is a thank you to our RVA FLGSs for all that they do for us gamers and for the community they are a part of. We are, however, open to donations and sponsorship if you wish to help with production costs and improvements. Financial contributions can be made at www.patreon.com/excaliburzone, where you can make a one-time or monthly recurring donation to help support this program and others released on the Excalibur Zone YouTube channel. Please be aware that after fees and taxes, one half of the remaining net amount will be donated to charity. You will not only be supporting Excalibur Zone Gaming, but you'll also be supporting many others who are in need of financial support. If you wish to make a non-financial donation, we do accept sponsored giveaways hosted on the Excalibur Zone YouTube channel. We use giveaways to increase our subscriber counts and to get games into people's hands. A requirement of all sponsored giveaways is for the contestant to subscribe to the donator's social media accounts. However, anonymous donations are also accepted. If you still wish to donate, but can neither do so monetarily nor with product, please donate a few cans of food to your local food bank. Until next time, enjoy playing games. Support your FLGS. Please like, favorite, and subscribe. It really helps me to know that people are enjoying my broadcasts. Also, please take a moment and visit my Patreon page. Your support is greatly appreciated. As always, this is Excalibur, and I am out.